It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment. My moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. And so this morning, I am appreciating the fact of how God cares for me in spite of me. And when I think about this, I'm really specifically talking about my ability to care for me. You know, I'm back in that place where sometimes we know better, but we don't do better. And, you know, I can, you know, just habitually put everyone else and everything else before me and neglect my own self for caring for myself in the way that I know that I should. And those feelings and behaviors are only amplified, obviously, during the holiday season. I was talking with a lady the other day, and she was expressing some similar concerns. And she said, you know, what I've done is, and which has helped me, is that I go to bed each night and I try my best to begin to see myself the way God sees me. He sees me with an abundance of love and care for me. He is not the least bit concerned whether I was able to tick off everything on my to-do list that day or not. He just loves me and he cares for me. She said, and of course she's not God, but she tries her best to see herself in that light. She said, and what happens is my rest is amazing. And she said, I also, you know, begin to care for myself over time a little bit more. So she shared that with me, and I wanted to share that with you. The scripture today is a book that I rarely read from or never read from, Zephaniah 3:17. It reads, the Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. So today I'm going to focus on that scripture, and tonight I'm going to go to bed and I am going to try my best to see me as God sees me. Share this B moment as others desire to be inspired.